Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring the attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So in this awareness, in this understanding, in this acceptance, as we breathe in, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. So as we take the first of three deep breaths, I invite you to lower your diaphragm, expand your stomach, and take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Inhale. Hold. Slowly release. As we take our second deep breath in, let us drop into our heart space, into the sanctuary, the cave of our being. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional for the next 9 or so minutes, to be conscious, to be connected to the source of our being, to allow any thoughts that enter in to pass without going into and dwelling with them. So inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Concluding Psalm 147 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness. Nancy Merrill says, "Divine love brings peace to the heart, peace that is beyond our knowledge. Divine love cuts through the ignorance that fosters greed and arrogance, humbling and breaking open the heart. Divine love severs the veil that separates realms of the profane and sacred. Holiness radiates through all, touched by divine love, a refining fire. Wisdom flows from the heart of divine love to all receptive hearts nurtured in the silence. Yes, the divine word is written on every heart scroll, a guide to pilgrims on the way. May everyone awaken to divine love, that peace and integrity and assurance may be born again in every land. O my soul, praise the Beloved." There is but one life, one presence, one power that permeates in and through all of creation, in and through all of life, in and through you and me. This presence and power quickens, renews, reinvigorates us with all that we are at our essence. It refines us with the fire of purifying, energizing, realigning ourselves with our true nature. And so as we consciously connect with this source, this life, this presence, this power, we ask that it dissipate anything and everything that limits us. That in the purifying fire, it purges us of all erroneous ideas and beliefs that makes us feel less than, that makes us feel weaker, that makes us feel we cannot do. Anything that diminishes the truth of who we are and whose we are. Divine beloved of infinite peace, of infinite grace, of infinite love. As we consciously commune with that aspect of who we are, at the core of our being, let us live, move, and act from this truth. Let us live, move, and act from the realization that we are the embodiment of all that you are. Let us live, move, and act from the acceptance that we are God incarnate. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. Let the refining fire of your spirit purify us of false and erroneous ideas about ourselves. Let us cleanse us of the thoughts of separateness, separate from you and separate from each other. Let us remember that as we are one with you, we are one with all of life. All sentient beings, the hoof, the fin, the wing, the two-legged, the four-legged. We are all aspects of the one life, the one presence, the one power. That is you, source of all that is. Let me come into alignment with this truth. As we release any falsehoods, let this truth and wisdom permeate every cell of our being. That when our ego takes us into levels of fear, we can renounce and come back to this truth. We can remember that we are children of the Most High God. That we have inherited all your divine attributes, even if we have forgotten, even if in times of trials and tribulations we fail to remember. This truth remains steadfast and unchanging. Divine beloved, source of all that is, as we know this truth for ourselves, let us know it for all your children, irrespective of color, or religion, or ideology. Let us know it for those that frustrate us. Let us know it for those whose ideals are different from ours. Let us know it for all. And we pray that as we know it for ourselves, that they too may know that we are connected in oneness to each other and to all of life, and start to live and express from that realization. We are love, and love is our reason for being. Divine beloved of infinite intelligence, of absolute love, Let your purifying fire of life eliminate anything and everything that is not of you in us. For your infinite grace, your endless blessing, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in. And I invite you to repeat silently to yourself our prayer of intention. I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. Have a very blessed and beautiful day. I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Rev. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection.